A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me and led me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me in the center of the plain, which was now filled with bones. He made me walk among the bones in every direction, so that I saw how many there were on the surface of the plain, how dry they were. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones come back to life?" I answered, "Lord God, you alone know that." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'See, I will bring spirit into you that you may come to life. I will put sinews upon you and make flesh grow over you, cover you with skin and put spirit in you, so that you may come to life and know that I am the Lord. I prophesied as I have been told, and even as I was prophesying, I heard a noise, and it was a rattling as the bones came together, bone joining bone. I saw the sinews and the flesh come upon them, and the skin cover them, and there was no spirit in them. Then the Lord said to me, 'Prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O Spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life.' I prophesied, that he's told me, and the Spirit came into them, and they came alive and stood upright, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They have been saying, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, those whom he has redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. They went astray in the desert wilderness. The way to an inhabited city they did not find. Hungry and thirsty, their life was wasting away within them. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. They cried to the Lord in their distress. From their straits he rescued them. And he led them by a direct way to reach an inhabited city. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love is everlasting. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and his wondrous deeds to the children of men, because he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with good things. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we come back to keep it simple. This is what God wants of us. We make it complicated. Again, he says, "You shall love." Period. We love God above all things and we love other people. Period. And again, in the name of love, people do all kinds of stuff. Yesterday, someone was watching one of my, the video of when I first went to hospital and says, "Father Larry, repent, you are going to hell." And I'm thinking, in the name of Jesus, and they were strong conservative Catholic, but they think I'm off the deep end. And then last Friday when I talk about in the, online how we're filled with hate in the church, and a woman sat there and says, "Father, I wish I could just cut out some of your things you say." I know. But the reality is that we are, especially online, we don't lift each other up. We can pull each other down. And what Jesus is giving us is, listen, this is what I want my followers to be. I want you people to be people of love in your own way, in your own style. You don't have to be tiptoeing through any tulips. But you got to put other people first. You got to put God first in your life. It's just that simple. And when you do that, what happens? You come back to life, as we see in the first reading. We dry up when we're not filled with love. We dry up and we die. But when we let the Spirit of God, who is love, come and take control of us, then we truly love God and we truly love others. So today it's very simple. Let's keep it simple. Let's love God above all things. Let's love others as He commanded. And then we too will have life within us and beget life in others. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray. We pray as always for our